Good morning. We want to talk to you today about observing yourself in behavior that you deem as unbecoming or something that you do not like to see revealed to you in your life experience in the way that you act or conduct yourself. This is a tough entrapment for one to catch themselves in, and it's a very tough entrapment for one to love themselves in. Oftentimes, when a human becomes stimulated, if they become angry or something enacts them, let's use that term, they will move to behavior that is stored within the energy centers from their upbringing that they won't like. Yeah, they might repeat something that someone has told them in confidence. They might find themselves caught in something that they don't like the feel of. And it'll seem to them as though they are being viewed in a way that they don't want to be viewed. We have told you before that there is absolutely no way you can reach satisfaction with yourself as you observe yourself in your dissatisfaction. So even those times, you have to remember to love yourself. You have to remember that each that is involved in every incident is in a learning experience. And that even though your behavior was unbecoming, their behavior was actually attracting what it was that was coming. You see that when you repeat something and you catch yourself revealing something and you've broken the trust of someone else, they have a decision now to make too, don't they? They can decide to close off and believe that the world is a terrible place and that people can't be trusted and therefore continue to move in ways that you don't reveal yourself, you don't allow yourself to be fully exposed or present in your experience. And that would be their lesson, wouldn't it? That would be their decision or choice in the way that they are stimulated by what you do when you are stimulated. We want you to let yourself off the hook, really. We want you to understand that there's nothing going on here that is bad, that is terrible. But as you deem it that way, and as you become in judgment and condemnation of yourself, you're not going to love yourself. And in that lack of self-love, in that lack of acceptance of who you are, you can't connect to who you really are, which is purity. We want you to understand that we are not condoning negative behavior or breaking the confidence of those that are trusting you. But what we are condoning is that you observe yourself in it, in the understanding and knowing of how you ended up learning that behavior, who it was you observed in that behavior, and why it is so easy for you to find yourself emulating that same way of being. A human is a recording device, and it becomes stimulated by situations that are similar to what it has recorded. And so when you become the observer in your experience, even when you move in ways that you deem as not you or not the way that you want to present yourself, you have to be easy about it. You have to give yourself some love and understanding and observe yourself in what it is that you got yourself into and love yourself in the realization that you came to that way of being just by being a human. Just by your life experience and those that you were interacting with. Most of you, if you would go back to your childhood, you will remember circumstances and situations of those that governed you, that made you feel exactly the way that you felt when you did something that you did not like. So we just want to give you this understanding that there are no bad humans. You didn't do it wrong. You simply reacted to something that you had stored within you that's been there for a very long time, and another player came along and they got something that they needed to see about themselves. And now it's up to both of you to decide. Are you going to love yourself out of it? Are you going to accept yourself in the understanding of why that behavior is there? In that alignment, in that flow of love that your human feels, in that understanding that it isn't bad, that it's just an experiencer, that it has a recording stuck within its energy field that it is sending out over and over again. This is how you love it out of yourself. This is how you accept once and for all that there are no bad humans. There is no right and wrong and good and bad. And a lot of you are going to get riled up when you hear that. But actually, all of that behavior is coming from something that either the lineage experienced or they themselves did. At some point in their evolution, everyone is going to observe themselves. Everyone is going to return to that very natural state of love or alignment. And the only way you're going to get there is to love yourself and be satisfied with yourself in the way that you chose to feel in your experience. And in that way, the universe will offer you the perfect choices. You won't have to effort. You won't have to watch what you say. You don't have to be quiet around certain people and be afraid that they are going to abandon you or betray you in some way. This is your sign or signal that you are in an entrapment, especially when you find yourself engaged in a situation where these types of things unfold. Recognize them for what they are, learning experiences, and be satisfied, be grateful, be happy that you are now the observer of your experience. When you can move out of judgment and condemnation of that experience, you can move to the next level, which is fifth dimensional reality of creating, minus judgment and condemnation. Good day.